one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's
vomit. You know, let's be clear. I mean, there are constituencies in this country where, you know, the possibility of a Canadian usurping Usain Bolt as the fastest man in the world would, you know, would still pale in comparison to Sidney Crosby's gold medal winning goal at 2010 Vancouver. You know, because hockey. And I mean, that's okay. But think about this. If Andre DeGrasse were to somehow have beaten Bolt in the men's 100-meter race on Saturday at the IAAF World Championships in London, you know, it would have been the signature Canadian sports moment, a moment that would resonate in every corner of the planet, unlike any other Canadian sports moment. Yet there will be no moment for Andre DeGrasse, who announced via Twitter on Wednesday that a torn hamstring will force him out of the World Championships. Now, look, let's be honest here. I'm not saying it's even a likelihood that DeGrasse was going to beat the most impactful athlete post-Muhammad Ali in what Usain Bolt says is his last race. You know, let's be honest about that. I mean, Bolt's history is to run the best time of each year in that year's biggest event. That's just the way he does it. And, you know, in a pre-race news conference this week, if you had a chance to hear it, it was pretty clear that he seemed to have DeGrasse squarely in his sights. You know, he, as only Bolt can, you know, taking umbrage with what he viewed as kind of a disrespectful comments from DeGrasse in his camp, you know, including suggestions that somehow Bolt conspired to keep DeGrasse out of the men's 100-meter race in Monaco. Look, Bolt is so good. I can't imagine him losing, frankly, unless he decided to throw a race. He dominates like no athlete I've seen in my lifetime. And you know, and that's why I'm paying for DeGrasse, because I'll tell you this. Even though there is a chance, a very good chance, he will become the next great sprinter. And who knows, maybe even set the world's record and become the fastest man on the planet. He won't get to do it head-to-head against Bolt. It's kind of like claiming... You know, it's kind of like claiming that vacant boxing title instead of beating the champion in the ring. And, man, what a shame. What a moment we could have had.